But right now, as promised, a conversation that is going to shed some light on what is happening with regards to local political developments in the Guadaguza region. Dean McPherson is the Shadow Minister for Trade and Industry, but also head of the political structure in the province of KZN. And we're honored to have you back in the studio. I know the last time we were chatting, you felt that I was a little harsh and possibly biased. And I just want to set the record straight that if I appeared to be, believe me, that I purely was trying to get to a position of clear, you know, wanted to find out. And the conversation continues today, because as far as I can recall, we were discussing the lead up to the vote of no confidence that was proposed for the week that was, when we had our last interview, and there was going to be a kind of impasse, if you like, between parties on different sides of the spectrum with regard to coalition. And I wanted to find out from you at that stage, more than anything, because the position that you proposed was that under no circumstances would you enter into a coalition with the EFF. And as I understood it, without the EFF's support for the motion, it was academic, because you wouldn't have a majority then, and therefore there was no point really in continuing at all, even in talks of coalition, if you couldn't structure a majority, because, well, what would be the point? And that leads me to today's conversation, because, well, that vote of no confidence has come back onto the radar, this time with a suggestion that it be held as a secret ballot. And again, I want to put to you the question that so many people have been asking, and very few people have been finding satisfactory answers to, is we seem to be now entering into an age of coalition politics. That's the hope. The hope for every sane, business-minded person in South African political terms is that we shake off the shackles of the past period of incompetence, corruption, nepotism, crime, and create a new deal, a new dispensation. And Alec Hogg has been very high on the hog, so to speak, with his optimism that come 2024, with this coalition politics becoming the reality, the ANC probably not going to come back with anywhere close to majority. So then it is game on. Investment will flood in. South Africa will turn. Everything will start to shine again. And we're hoping for that. But I ask you the question again. Is that possible when positions seem to be entrenched, where you guys won't speak to the EFF in terms of coalition, where there seems to be a lot of political playing the man, not the ball kind of situation in local politics, and I presume it's similar in national politics as well. How do we overcome this?
So, Dave, I think you know that coalitions are good, and they are also incredibly difficult. And the DA has a long history of coalitions. We've been forming coalitions since 2006, when Helen Zille put together the first coalition government in South Africa, when she became the mayor of Cape Town in a seven-party coalition by one seat. And it was only because the PAC abstained from voting. We also have a really a good understanding of where coalitions go wrong. And if one casts their mind back 6 years ago to 2016, we got a lot wrong in those coalitions. And Johannesburg today, unfortunately, suffers some of the scars of that, in that we formed a government without a coalition agreement, and then we spent months and months after that trying to put together a coalition agreement in the hope that we would create stability. So we come from a position of understanding the good and the bad, and we also understand that as a building block for a coalition, you have to have a coalition agreement. So you know where everyone stands on particular issues. And that has been our stance, particularly in this issue. And it will be our stance in 2024, that in order to bring stability, in order to bring an understanding of how parties will relate to one another in council or in parliament or in cabinet, whatever the case may be, there's got to be a coalition agreement that spells those terms out so everyone knows how to do so, what is up for play and what is not up for play.
But that kind of implies that in Guadaguza, you cannot structure a majority coalition. It just can't happen, because I understand where you're coming from, and I think it's noble, by the way. I think it's absolutely sensible that you structure a deal before you go into it, if it's possible to do. But by refusing to speak to certain players who you depend on for that majority to happen, if you won't talk to them under any conditions, there is absolutely, in my opinion, and I'd like to hear yours, there would appear to be no point in continuing talks along coalition lines, because you've already discounted the ingredients for that coalition to work, in terms of majority I'm talking about.
Well, you know, coalitions don't have to have a majority to function. You are able to structure and work in a minority coalition. That is possible.
You can't govern without the majority.
Well, I mean, you have to put the choice to those political parties to choose either the ANC or to support the coalition. Now, that's exactly what we've done in Nelson Mandela Bay. And I can't remember when I came to see you here on the 25th of July whether we had finalized that agreement. But we've finalized a multi-party coalition agreement in Nelson Mandela Bay, which excludes the EFF. And all of those parties agree to that. And it is now up to the EFF to decide whether they're going to support the coalition or support the ANC. But the problem, Dave, is that we also have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be honest with voters, that there are some political parties that exist in South Africa that do not have the interests of voters or residents at heart. And the EFF is one of those political parties. They're interested in patronage, and they're interested in being able to feather their own nest. And that's just something that we can't agree to. And I must just say that, you know, people can say, well, you know, you must just get on with it. The Johannesburg today is still dealing with the remnants of the oversized and outsized power that the EFF had over a particular mayor in Johannesburg there. We saw it with our own hands. There were fuel contracts that were dished out that have been looked at and that were very dodgy. There were land invasions that took place without any assistance from law enforcement to stop them, particularly in the south of Johannesburg. And that's because that party had a hold over that mayor, and they said, if you don't do this, we're going to get you out, and if you do this, we'll keep you in. We cannot allow that same situation to take place in Guadaguza, or quite frankly, anywhere.
Okay, so then I'll put it to you this way: if because of the reticence to engage with the EFF in this case, there is no possibility of a vote of no confidence succeeding, what is the point even in talking along those lines?
Well, I mean, you have to ask the party that's putting the motion of no confidence together. We have said, and you will recall that I sat here with the political party concerned, and I said, we are ready to talk, we're ready to have a discussion. We've heard absolutely nothing from them since the 25th of July. We've laid out our case to have a coalition agreement that has been ignored. In fact, it's been discarded. To the point that other political parties now have actually said, you know, unless we're going to have a coalition agreement that exists, we also don't want to be a part of this, because actually what it is and what it looks like to us is nothing other than political posturing at the expense of residents. Now, Dave, I've spent the last couple of weeks speaking to a number of organizations, particularly in Guadaguza, sat down with people face to face, and without fail and without exception, every single one of them have said, we understand. We don't want chaos in this municipality. We don't want this municipality to be placed under administration, which is exactly what will happen if a motion of no confidence succeeds without a coalition agreement in place.
Okay, let me
and
just
that is
ask
something
you
that we're not
this question
to
then. Are you convinced that the municipality as it stands at the moment is operational to the benefit of the citizens of Guadaguza, or is it dangerously controlled by those that have their own interest at heart first and the citizens of Guadaguza second?
Well, Dave, in politics, the question is always compared to what? So,
okay, but I'm just asking you at the moment. Are you happy with the status quo?
I mean, no one is ever happy with their government. I mean, show me a single person in South Africa that is happy with their government. So the answer to that is obviously always going to be no. But the question is, will people be happier with a municipality under administration when an administrator is able to dictate the affairs of the municipality, as we saw in Tshwane?
But for 90 days.
Dave, that is a pipe dream, quite frankly. And there is only one...
Does the statute not indicate if you have an administrator, it's for 90 days before you have to call a by-election?
Yeah, you have to call municipal elections. It has to be done by the MEC, an ANC-run MEC, who will drag their feet and you'll have to go to court and it'll be months, maybe years. It took us going to the Constitutional Court to get the administrator, who was appointed illegally, and only because they were appointed illegally, out. And it cost millions of rands and cost the municipality 4.5 billion rand.
But now, in the interim, we've got a municipality at the moment that just spent 2 million rand for a private security company's input during the Bolito Pro. Mm-hmm. That's just one example. The private secure, ProSecure, they operate with impunity. They seem to have endless amount of support from the municipality for all sorts of bits and pieces. I won't go into the details. It's all available to you if you want to delve into it. But there's just one example. And if it's happening on one example I can think of, presumably it's happening all over the place. That is not to the best interests as far as I can determine. And if we cannot find within the scope and ambit of the current dispensation the common ground to create a realistic, viable alternative, then we must abandon hope and all go and live somewhere else, because quite clearly there is no potential of any change of God in Guadaguza as the situation currently stands.
Well, Dave, 2 million rand would be pocket change if you let the EFF come and dictate to a coalition about what they should or shouldn't do. That'll be pocket change for the administrators that will be appointed into Guadaguza, which is why we need to get it
no,
right.
No, but I'm just using that as one single example. I'm not saying that 2 million rand is the problem.
But let me tell you, it's hundreds of millions of rand. Allow administrators, you allow the EFF to dictate, and when they say jump, everyone says no, but they will.
It's the tail wagging the dog. EFF is a small minority in the coalition. It will be a tiny minority.
If you bring them into a coalition, the EFF in every government play an outsized role at least, because they dictate the terms and conditions on which a coalition exists. We are not prepared to do that, Dave, and other political parties are not prepared to do that.
Okay, well, then can I ask you this question, and this is what is
disingenuous of other political parties, is they will say that the DA must, and other political parties, because it's not even about the DA not support not in favor of the current structure that the motion of no confidence is being put. It's more than that. It's up to half of those 30 seats now that have said we're not prepared to work like this. If that political party says that those parties must either choose between the ANC or a coalition government, that same party wants to treat the EFF differently and say, no. What we must do is we must give them a role in the coalition. We must collaborate with them. We must come up with all different euphemisms which allows them to dictate the terms and conditions for that coalition.
But is that disingenuous? But is that not the nature of coalition? I mean, you think about America and Britain working with Russia to defeat the Axis in the Second World War. Russia and America and Britain had very little in common. In fact, they were kind of at each other's throats from the get-go.
I mean, you look at the dishonesty of some political parties. The former mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, he was run out of office by the EFF, who said, and I quote, that we must slit the throat of whiteness. And that it was on that basis that they moved the motion of no confidence and he lost. All right? The same political party that the former mayor now belongs to is now trying to agitate other political parties to work with the EFF.
Let's move on from the EFF.
No, because it's a central tenet of what you advocate as must be a key to unlocking this coalition, and what other political parties advocate as a key. And we see it completely different.
Okay, then let's
they must make the choice.
Let me ask you how you see the situation unfolding without bringing the EFF into the mix.
Well, we will do, the coalition will do exactly what Action South Africa has said every other party must do on the motion of no confidence with respect to the ANC, that it must either between the motion or the ANC. I mean, they've simplistically tried to package it that.
Okay.
But they don't want to say the same thing to the EFF. And that, for me, is striking. Because
but
the EFF
just,
must
just
choose.
Just wind me back a bit. I lost you there. You're saying that you would continue with a vote of no confidence on the basis that you won't talk to the EFF, but you'll simply put the position out there and say, well, if you want to get rid of the ANC, would you support a secret ballot?
You can have it online, you can have a secret ballot, you can have it by postal vote. It's not going to change the difference that parties are reticent towards the motion of no confidence because there is no coalition agreement. And all those and there are now four political parties that have come to this position. Four. So it's not even about the DA anymore. They have all come to the position to say that we're not going to put the municipality under administration. Do we want to get rid of the ANC? Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's only one political party or one individual who heads up a political party who has a track record of bringing the ANC back into power, and that happened in Johannesburg in 2018. So there's only one political party that actually removes the ANC. And we will do so, all of those political parties, with 26 votes, and the EFF must do what they want, but it will be based first on a coalition agreement.
Okay.
And if that coalition agreement exists, Dave, you will have the DA's support. But I don't, if I'm honest with you, and I've always been honest with you, no, for a very long time, I don't believe that some of those political parties that advocate for emotional confidence actually want one. I think that they are there to posture and say, ah, got you. That political party supports the ANC so that they have something to distract from the complete chaos that's going on in their own organization in this province.
Okay.
And that's what I suspect that actually is the bigger picture here.
All right. Well, it's simply because time is always against us. Let's just move on, because I prefaced this discussion with the shot forward to 2024, where we're all hoping like crazy we see a change, a significant, meaningful change in the political firmament, and that somehow some political coalition of like-minded or possibly simply parties that are going to throw their lots in with each other to effect political change is going to be able to take a majority position and lead us out of this disastrous situation that we find ourselves in currently. Is that likely to happen?
Well, I think, you know, again, let's be honest. I don't think that one party will get a majority in this in 2024. I don't even think the ANC is going to, I mean, right now they're polling at 38%. But then what it's going to require is all those parties to focus their armory on the ANC. It doesn't help for other political parties to be in opposition to the DA. That makes no sense.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, so, I mean, the DA is not the enemy here. It's the ANC. But what we see continuously, I mean, we saw it in Tshwane just this week, that some parties want to be in opposition to the coalition partners and into the DA and allow the ANC and the EFF to get away with all sorts of nonsense. So we can get to 2024, we can bring a coalition government, but we have to understand that it's the ANC that's the enemy, and not the DA and not other opposition parties.
And I wanted to ask you that, because for the past 2 weeks it's been very much a case of Action SA and the DA sniping at each other. And a lot of folk looking at this are saying, guys, for heaven's sake, we need an air of maturity here. This is crazy. By sniping at each other, all you're simply doing is reinforcing the ANC's position, diminishing each other's chances of attracting significant support going forward, and no one is winning.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that actually there is a party that's losing, and I think, you know, and I really think it's to the detriment of the bigger project, what's going on in Action SA. I mean, you've seen that their structures have completely collapsed in KZN. And that's, you know, for many reasons, lack of internal democracy, you know, hunting out which you know, whistleblowers.
The position that they put forward was, everyone puts a spin on these things, but they say that they were infiltrated by this disgruntled group and got rid of them, and that's where the collapse came from. You lost a couple of seats as well. A couple of members
That's complete dishonesty. I mean, these were the same people that apparently infiltrated the organization, that got them all the votes.
I'm not supporting their position. I'm saying that was the narrative they put out.
It's completely false. And I think that you then have to have a look. You then have to have a look at why.
Well, you say it's false, but they say it's not. You know, the problem is the voter doesn't know who to believe.
Yeah. I think you must believe the facts that are presented. The facts that were presented have actually not really been disputed by them. I mean, they've said, you know, people, the ANC infiltrated them. But they just went and brought someone from the ANC to be their chair in Mpumalanga. So, you know, you either want to bring in people from the ANC, and then you can't then bring them in and then say, well, they're trying to infiltrate our organization. I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
Understandable. But it's, you know, it's politics. And as we discussed earlier, in politics, things happen because, well, let's face it, it's a game that needs to be played. And there are no real rules. You know? As long as you get the votes and don't get caught and, you know, hopefully live to fight another day. You said it's not a career. I said it's a pretty good way of earning an income, if you can get the gig. And ultimately, I think it's a difficult situation from the man in the street's perspective, because we put our hopes and our trust in you guys to get the job done. And all I'm trying to do is to unpack the mystery that lies behind why can't that happen.
So, Dave, I mean, you know, I think, you know, I've given, I'm 37. I have given...
You wear it well, by the way.
Despite the stress that I go through. You know, I've been in a public representative since I was 24. I mean, I have my own interests, I mean, and those are publicly documented. I have nothing to hide. But I do this because I actually believe in South Africa. I believe in my organization. I believe that there is a real opportunity to bring about change in 18 months' time. I travel the country and I see the best and the worst parts of this country, and trust me, there's some awful conditions that people live on a daily basis. But we have to understand that there's a common enemy. That enemy is the ANC and the poverty that they inflict on people on a daily basis. And that's why, you know, we can continue the sniping and we can continue the attacks, and that's fine. But that's not going to get us to where we want to be. And that's why I have been open. And we have laid out our case, particularly for Kwarta Kuza, to say we think there's real opportunity, but it's got to be devoid of the political posturing, of the name-calling, you know, of the accusations, statements accusing me of going in the Kwarta Kuza council meeting, getting political parties not to support the motion. I mean, that was petty. But anyway, but that's the choice that some people want to make. And we have said, 25th of July, go back and listen to that recording. I know you went and listened to it after I said that. I thought you were a bit harsh on me. But, you know, show me a politician who doesn't think that journalists aren't harsh on them. And I said here to Mr. Michael Beaumont, our door is open.
Yeah.
My phone is on, and you know where to find me. If you want to reopen those discussions and have those discussions, nothing. Zip. And so you want to continue to proceed with the motion. And I think it's actually to the detriment of this municipality and to the project of coalitions. That's why we need to come back to the drawing board. We need to say, put aside the egos, put aside what your posturing is on these issues. Let's get a signed, sealed coalition agreement, and then let's take a multi-party motion of no confidence to the council, because then you know everyone's going to get behind it and it's going to succeed. And that's still my hope.
Well, that sounds reasonable, and good points to end the discussion. There is hope.
Absolutely.
There is hope. And
Dave, the day I lose hope is the day when you phone me and ask me to come have an interview. I'm not coming, because then I'm going to go do something else. But I still have hope, and I'm still here to make a difference, and I know many other people are, across many political parties, by the way. We might disagree ideologically, but I know that we all have one common goal, and that's to get the ANC out of power and to make a change in this country. And the day that I stop believing in that is the day I won't come back to the studio.
And there we leave it for today from the Democratic Alliance. Dean McPherson, always a pleasure to chat to you. And I thank you for making the time at short notice to come and set the record straight, because we're all hoping for a better deal now. And this motion of no confidence, if anything, it's got people talking. And I think that's the first point of moving ahead and looking at what comes in the next 2 years. 2024 is really just around the corner. It's a big landmark, and it marks the potential for a massive change for the better, or a short left to complete meltdown, and that's untenable. So I'm holding thumbs that you and your team and your colleagues across the board in the political spectrum can get together and sort out the whatever disagreements you might have, structure that agreement, which is a good idea, and lead us forward into a bright future.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. You're on 88FM, the afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito.